My Rock, Danmarks eneste rockradio. Fang os på FM, DAB, RadioPlay.dk og nu også som podcast. Velkommen til My Rock Podcast.
Det er endnu en gang gået hen og blevet onsdag, og dermed tid til en ny omgang af My Rock Podcast. Mit navn er Emil Schelde. Tusind tak, fordi du lytter med. Ved at kombinere traditionelle instrumenter og mongolsk strubesang med hard rock, har det mongolske Hunu Rock Band The Who skabt en helt unik lyd, der har taget internettet med storm. Ligesom deres forfader og store inspiration Genghis Khan, er The Who nemlig godt på vej til at erobre hele verden. Deres helt særlige musik og ikke mindst budskab om at værdsætte ens forfædre, at vække sin indre kriger, at respektere naturen og passe på sine medmennesker er gået rent ind hos en enorm skare af fans. På blot et par år har The Who's musikvideoer nemlig fået over 60 millioner afspilninger på YouTube, og deres debutalbum The Garrick har toppet adskillige hitlister. Nu har de netop startet deres første verdensturné, der i sidste uge bragte dem forbi Aarhus. My Rock fik i den forbindelse et interview med bandet til en snak om Hunu Rock, om at gå fra at være helt ukendte til at blive en internetsensation, at blive udnævnt som officielle ambassadører for Mongoliet af landets præsident, og hvordan deres musik har givet livsglæden tilbage til en kræftramt patient. Da The Who ikke taler engelsk, og mit mongolske er temmelig rusten efterhånden, så fik vi hjælp af forsangers bror Tuga, der agerede tolk. Først får du dog nummeret Juve 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 fra deres debutalbum The Garrick.
Hey. fed, fed.
So I'm here backstage at Vauxhall in Aarhus with Gala and Temka from Mongolian Hoonoo rock band The Who. Welcome guys and thank you for talking to MyRock. How are you feeling today?
Машхайлтай байна. Одоо Европын тур маань эхлээд дөнгөж хоёр дахь тоглолтоо хийж байна. Одоо Дани Аархус хотод ирээд тоглох гэж байна. Тэгээд Европын ард нь бол бидэрт бол маш халуун нутнаар хүлээж авдаг. Бидрийг маш сайхнаар дэмжиж уухайлж хүү гэж дандаа дэмждэг. Бид нар маш гурам авдаг.
We feel wonderful and it's our second show of this tour and we're always happy to come here because you know like in Euro our first European tour when we got here even though it was our first time, everybody was just waiting for us and the sold out show, you know, like before the show, they would be chanting who and who, you know, like we're so excited to play tonight.
And as I just mentioned, you play Hoonoo rock, which is a mix between Mongolian folk music and Western rock music. Mm-hmm. And it's a genre you invented yourselves. Mm-hmm. Can you explain to me what Hoonoo rock is and yes. how you came up with it?
My name is producer Dashka. Одоо 800 жилийн өмнө аавын төрш нутаг ховдын чандан сумд хөөмийн төрлөх хооронд байж хтаа аавд олон үүсдээ дээдтэй зориулж энхүү уран бүтээлийг одоо гарах санаа наах тэндээс эхэлсэн.
It's all started with our producer Dashka, who was traveling his father's birthplace, which is the birthplace of actually the throat singing in Mongolia, Western Mongolia, Havd Chandman Som. And when he was there, you know, he wanted to write some beautiful song for his father and our ancestors. Then he got this idea to combine Mongolian throat singing with our Western rock music.
Тэгээд энэхүү одоо хүнр рокийг гаргаж ирэхийн тулд маш их судалгаа, маш их туршилтуудыг хийж одоо 800 жилийн зарцуулаад 2016 оноос бидэд цуглаад тэгээ анхны дуунуудаа бас бичиж дурчиж эхэлсэн.
And he was you know like experimenting so many techniques and also you know learning so many old Mongolian instruments or a lot of things, you know, for years. So for us in 2016, we gathered together with our producer and started working on our first songs. And after a few songs, we found the sound we were looking for.
Тэгээд энэ хөгжмийн зэмсгүүд нь шилбэл одоо товшуурч бай, цуурч байна. Хүннүгийн үед одоо бидний өвөг дээдс бол хүннүгийн үед 2000 жилийн өмнө одоо тоглогдож хэрэглэгдэж ирсэн гэсэн бас түүхэн баримтууд байдаг. Тийм учраас бас Hoonoo rock гэж анх нэрлэсэн.
The reason we named our style Hoonoo rock, Hoonoo is our ancient Mongolian empire and these instruments we're playing with they were played with our ancestors like the time of Hoonoo empire. So that's the reason we called our style Hoonoo.
Yeah, and speaking of the instruments, you play on traditional Mongolian instruments like Morin Kur and Tovsur and the Sur. Have you had to modify these instruments in any way to get it to fit into a Western rock context?
Ти Tovsur Moror бол яг Монголын эрт дээр үес уламжлалж ирсэн одоо яг монголчуудын шүтэн бас хөгжмөд. Гэхдээ бид нар баг зэргийн өөрчлөсөн үндсэн хэм маягаа алдаагүй. Тэгээд бас хүмүүст гоё харагдахын тулд монголчууд нөө эртэр үеэсээ эдлэл одоо мөнгөний эдлэл эдрийг гоё хэрэгэлдэг. Тэгээд бид нар өнгө үзэмж талаас нь өөр болгосон. Тэгээд баг товшуурыг бол 2 уттай байхад нь 3 уттай болгосон. Мори уур жишээ нь арай жоохон ондоо болсон. Тэгээд үндсэн нь
бол өөрөө тийм.
So yeah, in order to because our music is Western meets Eastern, you know, and we made little changes, you know, because in order to make it rock. So the Marunghur and Tsur, and for example, the Marunghur, you know, we kept the original acoustics because we love the sound. We kept it this way, but the outward design, we wanted to change the colors and red and blue. And also Topshir, you know, it has like two strings. Yeah. And because of our style, we needed to make it like three strings.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And besides the traditional instruments, you also do throat singing. Is it a certain type of throat singing? And how many years do you have to practice it to master it like you have?
Хөөми бол одоо маш их цаг хугацаа зарцуулдаг. Тэгээд тодорхой хэмжээний авиас бөгөөд хичээл зүтгэл бас хэрэгтэй.
Хөөми, which is the throat singing in Mongolian. In order to learn Хөөми, you have to, it takes a lot of time. And time and also talent. And it's all about, you know, like just like any other singing, you know, it takes time and also talent.
Тэгээд шаха болон одоо хархра гэсэн үндсэн хоёр том одоо дууралт байгаа.
There is like two main style to throat singing. The first one shaha, which is the higher tone, and the second one is hархра, which is the lower tone.
And it's only been a few years since the band started out in 2016, but you already have far more success than a lot of more established bands. Your first four singles have over 60 million views on YouTube. You have topped the rock billboards, and you've been on both a European and a US tour with many completely sold out shows. Mm-hmm. And now you're going on a world tour for the next 6 months. How have you experienced this leap of being completely unknown to becoming such a huge act in such short time? Mm-hmm. Has it been weird adjusting to this lifestyle and all this touring?
Зарим нь 20-20 жил, зарим нь 30 жил энэ хөгжмийг тоглолт сурахын тулд бас тодорхой хэмжээний туршлага урлагийн тулд ажилласан, энэ цаг хугацаа зарцуулсан. Тэгэхээр анх энэ хөгжмийг хийхдээ ер нь бол бидний зорилго бол энэ Монголын үндэсний хөгжим, энэ өнрок дэлхийд дахинд сурчилж, энэ хүмүүст таниулж үзүүлэх хамгийн гол зорилго байсан. Тэгэхээр бидний яг ажлын төлөвлөгөө байсан учраас яг мэдээж ийм хурдан бол ингэж энэ өнөөдөрт ирнэ гэж бодоагүй. Гэхдээ ер нь бол тийм бодол бол байсан төлөвлөгөө.
You know, like when people see as you know just coming out so easy or like since like 2016, but in reality we've been like going for this moment for years, like 20 to 30 years, you know. We started with young age music school and working for it. And the main purpose of us is just here we started to share our culture, the beauty of our culture and country, the good message with the world. And this is our moment and we are so excited and we think it's a nice opportunity. And we, of course, when we started, we expect some kind of success, but the reality exceeded our expectations.
Yeah, okay. And I want to talk about the message you have, because on your debut album, The Garrick, you write about having respect for your ancestors, respecting nature, to be in contact with your inner spirit, and be more present in life. Do you feel that people in this digital and modern age have distanced themselves from these values?
Мэдээж одоо суурин эргэжлэл ингээл 4800 жил болсон. Байгаль дэлхийн маань бас зарим юм буруутай хүмүүсийн үйл ажиллагаас болж бас нэлээд хохир цүүдж байна тий. Тэгэхээр ерөнхийдөө бол одоо энэ хөгжил хэдий маш зөвч гисэн байгаль ихтлгийг хайрлах тэр байгальтайгаа холбоотой энэ байгалийн хайрлаж амьдрна гэдэг бол маш чухал гэж боддог. Яг тэгвэл монголчууд бол нүүдэлч ард түмэн, энэ байгальтайгаа яаж зөв харьцахыг бол маш сайн мэддэг учраас бид нар ахуй энэ байгальтайгаа нэлээд маш хүн холбоотой хүмүүс.
Yes, of course it's a good thing, you know, having being progressive in humans, you know, like inventing this high techs and stuff, but being close to and also protecting this nature is as important as the progression, you know. And as Mongolians, we are nomadic people, and we truly have to in sync, have to be in sync with the world and respect and protect, because you know we see this this time, you know, like around these days, you know, because of human you know, like decisions, you know, there's so many things, you know, like being destroyed, and we want to help people to understand how important to protect this world.
Yeah. Do you live a traditional lifestyle yourself? Are you also westernized in Mongolia?
Бид нар бол одоо яг Монгол улсын нийслэл Улаанбаатар хотод амьдардаг. яг л бидтрийн одоо та бүхний юу идэлж хэрглэж чинь, юу хэрглэж чинь бүгдийг нь яг адилхан байгаа. А гэхдээ хүүхд баг багта хөдөө одоо өвөө эмэгэндээ очдөг байсан. Тэр нүүдэлчдийн соёл хавгаас баг цаг мэднэ. Манай зарим хамтын гишүүд маань хөдөө төрж өссөн хүмүүс байгаа. Тэгэхээр энийг бол яг Монголд бол яг энэ хослуулж байж байгаа бас ховор орнууд энийг тийм.
Some of us from countryside, they actually, you know, lived in traditional ways, and some of us were born in the city and living in the city. These days, we all live in the city, but still, you know, like even I was born in the city, yet, you know, like my grandparents were still nomadic people, so I used to go to the countryside, stay there and learn in the nomadic ways to live. And we all know how to live in a traditional way. Yeah.
Okay. And when I read some of the comments on YouTube and Facebook, people write stuff like, this music wants me to ride a horse and invade China. And in my next life, I want to be born as a barbarian and go to war. But also comments such as, I have anxiety and this music calms me down. Uh-huh. So you're really making an impact on people with your sound. What are some of the most memorable comments you get from your fans?
Нэг хоёр коммент дээр нэг коммент нь болохоор жоохон инээцтэй. Нэг хүн манай дуу сонсчоод одоо цусаа шинжилсэн ч тэгээд 2% цустай байсан. Тэгээд шүн ингээд байгальтай шүн гараад ямар санддаг дуулаа өрөөдөө гараад үг дэцрүүгээ
хамбар
тий бамбар өргөөд 2% монгол усттай.
Тэ there is like two comments in stick out to me, and the first one is funny because this guy actually was email, and this guy said, you know, like, hey, I love your music, and I went through this DNA thing, and the result was I was like 2% Mongolian. Then whenever I hear your music, and my 2% Mongolian blood boils through my body, and I want to go up to the highest mountain top and raise the torch to my Mongolian ancestors. It was the funniest one.
Yeah.
Хоёрдугаар нь болохоор нөгөө хорт автартай тий. Нилээн биен муу байсан хүн манай дуу сонсоод маш хэрч хүчиг аваад тэгээд бас босдөг болоод алхахдаг болоод тэрийг бас уншаад бидэд маш их огшсон.
There's another email, there's a fan who was super sick with a cancer and about to give up and start to listen to Wolf Totem and got the power, and she said, you know, I'm gonna fight with this cancer, I'm gonna beat it. And she got better now, and now she's walking, and she says our song gives the power, inner power for her, and it was the most touching thing ever we received.
That must be amazing to get comments like that. Kind of makes you feel your music has a spiritual healing on people. And I saw recently that there was a Mongolian vice president of a motorcycle club that made you a tattoo, the Who tattoo. Have you seen fans get a tattoo like that with your band logo on, or in some way pay respect to you through art and music or other stuff?
Тэр бас хит хитиг харсан. Одоо манай нөгөө нэг international fan group гэх Facebook хайг гэдэг. Тэн дээр бас орон орны бас хүмүүс бид одоо зураг одоо янз бүрийн төрөл гэдэг. Тэн дээр бас настай 70-80 хүртсэн хүмүүс ингээд хүүгийн шивэсийг одоо ерөөс одоо хүүгээ бичсэн байгаа шивэсүүдийг бас хит хит 2-3 удаа хийсэн байхыг бас харсан. Тэгээд бас мэдээж маш сайхан санагдсан. Тэр настай хүмүүс гэхэд тийм зориг гаргаж байна.
So yeah, we get a lot of pictures like that sent it to us email, and also we got this big international fan group over like 40-something K members.
Yeah.
So we get a lot of pictures there, and the, most of them, you know, like there are two incidents just sticking out because there was like two ladies, like over 70. They got our logo on their arms and legs, and it was so cool because they're all, you know, like when we get older, it's very hard to make decisions like that, you know, having a tattoo, and we were so impressed by their commitment.
Yeah, that's crazy. I want to talk a little bit about your tour, because as I mentioned in the beginning, you're just started a new tour, a world tour actually, and it started yesterday in Hamburg. I just want to know, what can fans expect from this tour? Have you made some adjustments or changes since the last tour you did? Do you have any new songs or new production?
Юунд бол энэ гэрэг цом маань гараад одоо хитгэн сар болж байна те 1 2 одоо 2 3 сар болж байна. Тэгээд мэдэр мэдээж энэ цомго өвшөө олон хүнд хүрээсэ гэж өнөөдөр дахиад бас Европ дээр ирсэн байгаа. Тэгээд мэдээж бас хүмүүст Монголын соёл одоо юу гэдгийг хувц хэрэглэлээ ч гэсэн шинжилсэн байгаа. Дээрэс нь бидрийн бас Америкт явж байхдаа бас шин уран бүтээлүүд бас хийсэн байгаа. Тэгээд нэг нэгээрээ хүмүүст бас хүрч эхэлсэн. А хоёр дуу нь хүрсэн байгаа. Удахгүй бас бидний шинэ хийсэн дуунууд удахгүй бас энэ төвөртэй хамт бас ирэх байх гэж бодож байна.
So here we just released our the first album a little over 3 months ago. So we're still supporting our Greek tour and we'll be playing the Greek album songs more, and we also got some other songs, you know, featured with some American artists and stuff. So we're also been also working on new songs, and we will include one by one, introduce you this tour, and also, you know, the reason we're here is we wanted to introduce the world our culture and stuff, you know, that we got different outfits too, and it would look something different, you know. We want to show the other side of us. Yeah.
Speaking of getting your message out, last year you were awarded the highest state award from Mongolia, the Order of Genghis Khan, it's called, and you've been appointed official ambassadors of Mongolia. Yeah. And I think this must be such a great honor for you, but I'm also curious, has this added some extra pressure on you? Because you're not just musicians, now you're also ambassadors for Mongolia.
Yeah, I'm very excited. I'm very excited. I'm very excited. Улс их орныхаа нэрийг сурчилж байгаа гэдэг бол хэр баргийн хүнд бас олдоод гэдэггүй том завшаан. Тэгээд бид нар бол бас азтай. Тэгээд үүгээрээ дамжуулаад маш их хариуцлагатай, мөн ажилтай, хайртай, дуртай. Сайхан байна.
Thing is, you know, like it's an honor for us, you know, representing our own country. And of course, it's a big responsibility. And but we see it not like a burden or, you know, something like that. We see it the opportunity for us to represent our country in a positive way and share our message to the world.
Yeah, and one of the themes is obviously Genghis Khan. Mm-hmm. And I read that you see that the world has a different aspect on Genghis Khan. Mm-hmm. And is this something you want to change in people's mind? You want to tell a different story about Genghis Khan?
Юу нэг яг түүх бол түүх. Тэгээд улс орон болгон бас өөр ертөнцийн өнцгөөс арддаг байгаа. Бидний хувьд бол Чингис хаан бол бидний агуу өвгдээдс. Энэ дэлхий дээр бас маш гайхалтай энэ соёлын болон энэ маш олон зүйлсийн өөрчлөлтүүд явчихсан. Дээр жишээлбэл одоо гэрэг одоо эцэнт гүрний бас чөлөөтэй нэвтрдэг байсан. Одоо их хурл дипломат паспорттой байна. Одоо торгоны зам буюу худалдаа арилжаа. Дээрэс нь түүний одоо үйл заламжтнаар өгөөдөө хаан гэхэд үртэй оолаа. Гэх мэтлэн энэ бас олон улсад маш үр дүнтэй. Өнөөдөр энэ хэрэг болж байгаа энэ гайхалтай салбаруудыг бас тухайн үед бас эхлүүлж ирсэн байна.
So yeah, history is history. And everybody see certain things from their own angles, and we wanted to tell our story to the world. And in our country, he is considered as our founding father of the country, just like George Washington in United States. And he brought so many inventions to the world, because most of the people don't know. We wanted to tell the story that him and his kids, you know, the kings that, after him, brought so many good inventions. Like, for example, like the first postal service, and also the first international trading, Silk Road, and also where else? It's also like the first diplomatic passport, which is the Gerig, as our album name. So many things, you know, there's so more to it, and we wanted the world, you know, like here. He's the one who brought this, you know, we wanted to tell this story.
There's Чингис хаан бол одоо энэ дэлхий дээр бүх шашныг хүлээмжшөөрдөг байсан бас эзэн хаан байсан.
Yeah. He was the only king around that time, 13th century, who loved religious freedom in his empire. Okay. In the 13th century. It's unheard of, you know?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, because we usually only hear like the negative sides of him being a conqueror and a murderer. Mm-hmm. And speaking about he invented the passport, then your album is also sort of a passport for you to go around the world and spread the message. So you've been around Europe and the United States. And what are some of the differences between European audience, American audience, and then Mongolian audience? How do they react differently?
Ер нь бол бид нар яг анхны удаа яг 6 сард Европт ирсэн, сая Америкаар бас 3 сар гаруй тойрлоо. Бүгд л яг анхны сэтгэлүүд байсан. Тэгээд эргээд бас Европтөр ирэхэд одоо ингээд бодоод зүтгэхэд яг энэ бүгд бол адилхан байна. Бүгд л одоо бидний маш олон жил сонссон юм шиг хөө хөө гэж дэмжин. Тэгээд дээрээс нь тэр тоглолтын дээр одоо үзэгчд болон бидний хооронд маш гайхалтай холболт үүсч, маш гайхалтай энерги гарч эн тоглолтын уур амьсгал бол үнэхээр хэл одоо үгээр хэлхийн аргагүй маш ихч хүчийг харуулж байна.
Монгол, Америк, Европ юусан хамаагүй бүгд ингээд гоо нэгдээд. Тэр байлаа.
You know, after playing so many countries and also Europe and North America, and we just understood something. Everywhere we go, our fans are the same. And they were just the common thing there, here. When we get there, even the first time there, our fans will be waiting for us and sold out shows and chanting like who and who. And whenever we, when we start to play and sing, they would they would sing with us and mosh in the, you know, like a crowd. And there is a connection between the fans and the band. And this energy is just priceless, and it's just every night is wonderful, and we just love love to play the new places. And when we get the same reaction and this love and support, it's just priceless for us.
Yeah, and I saw when you played Rock am Park for I think there are 90,000 people there. And it was written that people were standing 20 minutes before the show and just chanting "hoo hoo hoo hoo." And I'm a bit curious about, because you've been marketed as a Mongolian heavy metal band, mm-hmm. and I think that made a lot of metal fans curious about it. Mm-hmm. But when I see live videos, it's everyone is coming. Yeah. Like you say, 70-year-old ladies have tattoos on their arm now. Yeah. Did you expect this to begin with, that it's not only metal and rock people coming to your shows?
Тийм мэдээж төсөөлжсэн. Яг хоо зарим дуунууд маань нэлээд хүнд шин чанартай тий. Зарим дуунууд маань хөнгөн зөөлөн ухаарлаар хайрлсан. А тэгээ өөрөөж дамжуулаад бас олон төрлийн фэнүүд манай тоглолтын дээр ирдэг л тий. Бүөр юм метал сонсдог хүмүүс ирнэ, настай хүмүүс ирнэ, жоох хүүхдүүд ирнэ. Энэ болгон тэгээ бид яг бодож исэн зүйлээ бас яг энэ байгаасаа гэж төсөөлжсэн.
You know, it's something we hoped for when we started. You know, the Hunu rock, it's dynamic. It can be very melodic, and then it can be very heavy some of the time. So we expected this. We wanted to do this. And when we go out and play, and people come, and when there's a kid or an old guy or metalhead, and it makes us super happy.
Yeah.
Тийм учраас Hunu rock хөгжим бас одоо манай хүн амтлаг Coachella, the Lollapalooza гэдэг ийм олон төрөл жанраар одоо тоглолтог цуглардаг тийм фестивалд бас оролт Монголын санх удаа оролцохоор болсон. Энэ бол бас бидрийн сонсох хүрээ бас хязгаар үг харуулж байгаа бах.
So here because Hunu rock is so dynamic, you know, it can be anything, and that's what we were invited to play at Coachella and Lollapalooza, and we're so excited about it, and it just shows us, you know, how dynamic the Hunu rock can be. You know, you can be anybody, you know, you can be rocker or you can be a pop music listener, still we have something to offer for you.
Yeah, and since you're becoming so popular, I was just wondering, are your fans learning like the Mongolian language so they can sing along, and have you seen people trying to play Hunu rock or learning the instruments that you play?
Харсан. Би яг миний хувьд чехэд
Жишээ юунд пош тоглож байгаа тоглолтын дээр нэг хүнийг харсан. Манай одоо Wolf Tatum-д бараг л бүгдийнд олж ирсэн. Тэгээд яг юм одоо бид нар ч нэг Аз, Европчууд төрхөөрөө ондоо. Тэгээд яг Монгол хэлийг тэгээд бидний нэг даагад болж байгаа харахаар айгүй тийм сонин бас гоё санагдсан.
Yeah, you know, I've seen so many people, you know, like there's one occasion that just stuck to me, and we were playing in Poland, and there was a guy in front of me, and he was singing our Wolf Tatum word by word, and it looks so different, you know, because you know, seeing somebody singing my song in my own language right in front of me, you know, and it's amazing.
Yeah. And I like that you translate your videos on YouTube so people can actually understand what's being said. I want to talk about your collaboration with Jacoby Shaddix from Papa Roach, also on the song Wolf Totem, actually, some more English in that song. Are there any other collaborations coming up? And what are some of the artists you would like to work with?
Мэдээж хийн. Тэ сая Papa Roach хамтлаг бол галаа бит хоёрын хувьд яг хар багаас сонсч одоо ингээд шүтдэг тийм одоо бидний одоо дуртай дуучин дуртай хамтлаг гэсэн. Тэгээд яг анх одоо тэр хүнтэй уулзаа хамт клип хийгээ тэг явж байгаа хэд бүр үнээр
We'll do a lot of collaborations, and for about the Jacoby the feature, you know, like personally, like Gala and I, when we were in school, you know, little guys, we used to listen to Papa Roach. We were diehard fans. And when we started working with actually our legend, you know, it was just unreal. And Jacoby was super gracious. I mean, he's a good guy, and it turned out to be good.
Yeah. So do you find that artists are beginning to write you? And they want to do collaborations with you?
Мэдээж одоо хүний хүсэл гэж хязгааргүй. Бүхэл одоо том энэ рок одоо бүх төрөл жанрын хүмүүстэй хамтарч дуу мөрөн шил Metallica, Slipknot, өөр одоо Lamb of God нэ. Тэгээд магадгүй Eminem ч юм уу гэдэг бүх юм төрөл жанрыг бүр юм маш олон хүнд хүрээсэй гэж бодож байна.
Because our style is, you know, like it's borderless, you know. We want to do like anything we want, you know. Like, yeah, we get to see if so many people come to us and talk to, you know, like Lamb of God, sing Randy just showed up to our bus and we talked, you know, like he's like, he wanted to just say hi, you know, he just showed up to us. So anyway, and there are so many bands we want to work with, like, for example, Metallica, Slipknot, Lamb of God. You know, we're like a borderless, even like with Eminem would be amazing, you know?
Yeah. It would. And I actually read that Elton John is a big fan as well. That could be funny if you made something with him.
Yeah. Elton John has a fan of his song. Elton John would be a fan of his song.
Yeah,
we want to.
In extension to that, what can we expect in the future from The Who? Are you writing a new album on the road?
Yeah, bit of an angel European tour. Хилж байна. Тэгээ бас глобал тур маань одоо эхний хүсэл маань гэх юм бол аль болох одоо очиж үзээгүй газараа бас өөрсдөө очиж таниулж Монголынхаа нэрийг одоо юг сурчлах хүсэлтэй. Аа мөн бас бидний шинэ альбом хийгдээд одоо ингээд дуунуудынхаа санаа болоод хөгжмөнийхөө найруулга хийгээд явж байгаа.
Okay. Yeah, you know, for this year 2020 is starting. We just started touring in Europe, and we will also do have our world tour, and we'll be busy. But still, we're working on our second album and working on our song ideas. And some songs are written, and some songs are in a state of arranging. And yes, we will have next year. We will have our second album.
Interesting. Nice to hear. And. I want to say thank you for talking to me. It was a great pleasure, and I look forward to seeing you tonight.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. If the lions want war, we go fight them till the battle ends. If the tigers come running, we go fight them till the bloody end. When the elephants come, they go bow to my brethren. Lock them in a cage, parade them to the lion's den.
wanna bring the evil, we can bury it today. We all been lost, we all been cold. Everyone rise to our brethren cold. We got your back, we all been low. Let's all rise to the brethren cold.
Fik du nummeret Wolf Totem featuring Jacoby Shaddix fra Papa Roach. Om The Who får lavet den sang med selveste Elton John, det må tiden dog vise. Hvad helt sikkert er, så er den mongolske invasion en realitet endnu en gang efter 700 år, og alle koncertbilletter til deres europæiske shows er fuldstændig revet væk. Det var alt for MyRock Podcast i denne omgang. Tusind tak, fordi du lyttede med.
MyRock. MyRock. Podcast.